July 12th, 2015, St. John Vianney, the Coeur d'Ars and patron of all priests, says, "Praise be to Jesus." I remind one and all that Satan's hallmark is the compromise of truth. He is the father of all lies. You can readily see this in government policies and the general moral degeneration in the world today. But his greatest effort is in individual souls. He convinces the worthy that they are unworthy. He convinces the unworthy that they walk in righteousness. He puffs up egos, inspiring people to believe in their own efforts apart from God. In the spiritual realm, he opposes humility as he cannot understand it. He encourages spiritual pride. He readily helps souls to overlook their own shortcomings. This mission is an armature of truth, calling souls back to the reality of their responsibility towards their own salvation. This mission clearly delineates the difference between good and evil. Do not be surprised that every sort of calumny and slander has been leveled against heaven's intervention here. These are evil times when people do not recognize Satan's lies. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 5, 6 through 10. The synopsis: do not be deceived by worthless arguments that are untruth. These are sins that bring God's judgment upon the disobedient. Instead, live as children of the light, which reflects every goodness, justice, and truth. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for it is because of these things that the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not associate with them, for once you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. And try to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. Scripture verses asked to be read by St. John Vianney.